The students at Gallaudet College, a college for the deaf in Washington, D.C., recently made news when they demanded the appointment of a deaf president and got it. Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg has these thoughts about the language and culture of the deaf.
The deaf students who were demonstrating at Gallaudet College last March had a familiar enough demand. They wanted a college president like themselves who could understand them. But the understanding they were looking for wasn't the vague empathy that comes of having a shared disability. They simply wanted a president who knew their language. The language of the deaf is called American Sign Language, or ASL. Thanks to TV and the play and movie Children of a Lesser God, a lot of people have come to realize that ASL has nothing to do with the system of fingerspelling that many hearing people have seen, where the fingers are used to represent the letters of English words. That would be a slow and cumbersome system of communication all by itself, and it's used by the deaf mostly to render proper names and technical terms that have no signs of their own. American Sign is a full-blown language that's capable of expressing any thought you can frame in English, though its structure is in many respects quite different from English. In fact, ASL is almost mutually intelligible with French Sign Language, which has a similar origin, whereas British Sign Language comes from a different source and is completely incomprehensible to American signers. ASL has been used within the American deaf community for more than a century and a half, so it shouldn't be surprising that it's become the center of a distinct culture, with its own traditions, its own theater and poetry, and for that matter, its own proverbs and puns, though naturally these involve the physical resemblances among gestures rather than the phonetic resemblances among sounds. In order to emphasize this cultural unity, a number of scholars have taken to referring to the deaf community as the capital D deaf, to distinguish it from the small d deaf, those people who merely happen to have hearing disorders. It's important to realize that a lot of the small d deaf never learn ASL, or learn it only imperfectly. Some of these are people who lose their hearing later in life, people referred to in the deaf community as newly arrived. But more disturbingly, this has also been the fate of deaf children who were kept from learning American Sign by well-intentioned authorities who believed that the deaf were best served by encouraging total integration into the hearing community. For more than 80 years, in fact, the use of sign was suppressed in the education of the deaf in favor of instruction in speech and lip reading. Throughout this period, ASL survived as a colloquial language, which didn't reemerge as part of the educational process until the 1960s. Now it's used along with English at places like Gallaudet, but even so, it's by no means certain that every deaf child will have access to the deaf culture and its language. The fact is that only about 10% of deaf children learn sign from their parents. The rest have to learn it from outside sources that are somehow made available early on during what linguists call the critical period for language acquisition. If you wait until a child is 12 to teach him sign, he will always have a kind of foreign accent in the language, just like a 12-year-old English speaker who tries to learn French or Spanish. It's a curious state of affairs. These children have a culture that is theirs by right, but they need help in finding it. The success of the student movement at Gallaudet has had an extraordinary effect on the deaf community, but it has also begun to awaken hearing Americans to the special circumstances of the deaf. As Carol Padden and Thomas Humphreys put it in their forthcoming book, Deaf in America, that community is not simply a camaraderie with others who have a similar physical condition, but is a culture that is historically created and actively transmitted across generations.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.